Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel. Anyway, this video is about ructions in the Labour Party, is rebellion against Sir Keir Starmer's policy, because some of the Labour front benchers won't follow his line. Obviously, the front bench means a shadow cabinet. That's about 23 people. They're all understudying the current Conservative cabinet, as in the shadow Chief Secretary of the Treasury. If Labour wins, he'll become Chief Secretary of the Treasury and so forth. You know, the Shadow Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, if Labour wins, then Mr. Lammy will take over as Foreign and Commonwealth Secretary from Lord Cameron. Trouble for Lammy is his opposite numbers actually in the House of Peers. But anyway, so Keir Starmer is facing a dilemma. Does he give in to this rebellion and face charges of feebleness and going down the path of Jeremy Corbyn? On the other hand, does he hold firm and face further resignations and perhaps his votes leeching away? Now, the Muslim community there, perhaps 5% of the UK population, of the adult population, less than that, because they're a disproportionately young community, more people coming in all the time and having children. So of the electorate, they're actually less than 5%. But the majority in about 30 constituencies, almost all Labour-held constituencies. So they're a bit of a vote bank for the Labour Party. But, you know, the defections won't be that big. And even if they said, oh, we're fed up with Labour now, come at the election a year away, are they really going to vote for the Conservatives? A 12-month away, I suspect that they will not, because they might say, however disappointing Labour's policy is on Palestine, it's more amenable to them than that of the Conservative and Unionist Party. There's the Ummah, there's worldwide Muslim community. So some who follow the Mohammedan faith believe they have a duty of solidarity. It behoves them to stand by their brethren in Palestine, and say so Labour's not calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Obviously, there was the 7th of October attacks, and here we are 6 weeks on, and Israel's still counterattacking into Gaza. Thousands of Palestinian civilians have been killed. Thousands. There's fighting indeed in a hospital. Israel purports to have found a huge arms cache beneath this hospital. They said that Hamas put it there to try and obviate Israel taking it out, and actually it was Hamas, therefore, imperiling civilian lives, not the Israelis who are jeopardizing them, and so on. So anyway, Starmer has told a flagrant lie that there's absolute unity across the party about helping people in Gaza. Well, I mean, there are a handful of ultra-Zionist Labour MPs. But anyway, so he obviously wants hostages released. But Jess Phillips is a big beast of Labour, one of the vilest Labour MPs around. So she's resigned. So has Afzal Khan, Yasmin Qureshi. So don't believe that they're all people from a Muslim background. Because the Scottish National Party, they tabled an amendment to the King's Speech, which was just a few days ago, saying that the United Kingdom ought to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Having said this, so even if the United Kingdom did so, surely Israel would carry on regardless. Israel pays very little heed to what anyone else says besides the United States. They try not to offend the likes of Russia and China and so on, but they really don't give a damn what the UK says. You know, but if there's an increasingly deafening chorus, would it cause the United States to tack? Well, just possibly. But so they support the Palestinians at least morally. So the shadow chancellor is Rachel Reeves, and she said she's let down that some Labour MPs have resigned. Remember, the backbenchers are those who are not in the shadow cabinet. Anyway, lots of Labour councillors have resigned, like including in Walsall and the West Midlands. There's something like 100 Labour councillors have actually resigned from the party, not resigned as councillors, since this whole issue erupted over a month ago. So at least 7 Labour front benchers said that there ought to be a ceasefire, but didn't actually resign from their positions. Rushnara Ali, she's one of those. And she said she would resign if that would make the slightest bit of difference, but she recognises that it won't. Is it possible that she's just doing this because she wants to get her hands on those red boxes? And some would say her hands are red with the blood of Palestinians, in as much as she didn't do what she could for them. It's not a high price to pay to miss out on a ministry, as opposed to, you know, thousands of people losing their lives and so on. So obviously the Conservatives are delighted about this. Now, Labour's not in terribly serious trouble. They are 20 percentage points ahead in the polls. Now, that is an enviable position, but they just don't want to blow it. So long as they do nothing foolish, they should win big a year from now. So he really doesn't want to rock the boat. Half of Europe seems to be on the other side. What's your thought on that, as in beliefs for Palestine? Well, I mean, because I'm not surprised, the Palestinians have a very raw deal for an extremely long time. But, you know, I don't think of any European countries actually boycotting Israel. Now, I don't want Israel to cease to exist. All right, Israel has the right to exist. So does Palestine. So I wish this conflict didn't happen. I mean, I know that's just a truism, but we are where we are, and how can we make the best of it? Well, so the hostages released now, withdraw from Gaza now. I mean, Hamas is not going to be completely annihilated. Hamas calling for the obliteration of Israel, which is obviously terrible, but Israel should not treat the people in the West Bank with such gross injustice and all the rest of it. Palestine would be allowed to prosper, and all right, they had a measure of, I don't think I can quite say prosperity, not such bad poverty before these attacks came, which I think worked for some in Gaza, were willing to at least lump it, at least tolerate the situation, rather than what they got now, and where they've been trashed, it's going to take years to rebuild. So Israel never, ever wants this to happen again. So I think part of the stratagem is to make the Palestinians suffer so badly, they think we're never, ever going to do that again. Let Hamas do that. I'm not saying that most Palestinians are responsible because of what happened, because the price we paid was so incredibly heavy, because thousands upon thousands of our civilians were slaughtered. Economically, it set us back a decade at least. So we really want out of this situation. So this this motion saying that the collective punishment of the Palestinian people should end forthwith and that ceasefire must be implemented immediately. Well, only 125 MPs voted for that, 294 voted against. So there are 56 Labour rebels who voted for this, along with the SNP, some Liberal Democrats, I think the SDLP implied Cymru. Anyway. So that's obviously a little bit bit worrying. Okay, so there are 198 Labour MPs who hold some kind of position in the shadow cabinet or a junior ministership, or they're a whip or something like that, parliamentary private secretary and so forth. So not that many of them rebelled over it, really, but, you know, it could grow. So the United States has said there ought to be four-hour pauses on some delivery of humanitarian aid. So the far right seems much stronger than the anti-Muslims. What's the way out? It really depends how you've been doing far right, which is obviously pejorative. I mean, very few people define as far right. The so-called far right are not right-wing at all. It seems an attempt to besmirch the reputation of right-wingers, because the so-called far right are really socialists. I'm not saying that most socialists are like that. Far right, they're white nationalists, should I say white supremacists, they're often Islamophobic. And what else? They obviously want, they certainly don't respect private property or civil liberty, which a right winger would do. They're often anti-capitalists and so on. So usually anti-immigration. Now, every country always has had immigration, always shall have it. And that's an essential part of capitalism, the free movement of labor. Obviously got to be within reasonable limits, which is what I support. Anyway, thank you so much for watching the video. I'm going to have to sign off now. I don't know why it's not going beyond 8 minutes. It seems to stall, then jump 5 seconds, the timer. All right, so please subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Thank you. Goodbye.